You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Like that dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama, WVNN. So thank you all for being a part of the audience. We are in the Triple Dipper right now. Triple Dipper for the day. Number one on the Triple Dipper is education, all about the Benjamins. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. I mean, it gets a little irritating when you think about the fact that there's a constant call to put more money into education, and yet we dropped to number 50th in the nation with no indication what they're going to do different to try and raise the standards. It also gets pretty frustrating when you see our kids getting jerked around by the teachers union, like the Birmingham Federation of Teachers or whatever their localized group is called, that chose to do a sick out because they're too scared to go to work. I mean, come on, people. You know what the job is, and you also know that when you don't do your job, it impacts so many others who then can't go to their job because their kids aren't in school. I mean, it's anyway. But I'll tell you where one of the places is kind of cool, where the Benjamins have been doing some amazing things. In 2013, when I was in the legislature, we passed a piece of legislation called the Alabama Accountability Act. It began for the first time to label schools as failing if they were, and by the way, it gave an opportunity for scholarships to be provided for kids in those failing schools if they met certain other requirements to, you know, to have a chance to go someplace better. Well, one of the guys who knows a lot about that is a friend of mine, Stephen Bridgers. He's the executive director of Scholarships for Kids. It's an organization, we call them SGOs, scholarship granting organizations. There's three here in the state of Alabama that are participating right now in this. And Stephen Bridgers is on the line right now. Hey, Stephen, how you doing, man?
Good, Phil. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Well, listen, brother, I was kind of taken aback. I saw that Governor Ivey signed a proclamation recognizing School Choice Week, and I thought, yeah, but to what end? What's she going to – is there any leadership emphasis? And then, daggum, if she didn't drop a grant on the scholarships, $8.9 million, right?
Yeah, it was tremendous, and we are very grateful for Governor Ivey working with us over the last few months to get this done. And so what she's done is taken – around $9 million of that $1.8 billion pot of federal funds and set it aside for our kids so they can have school choice opportunities that they otherwise couldn't afford.
Wow, that is so cool. I mean, and you guys, by the way, we're talking like thousands of students will now be able to have a scholarship, like upwards of 3,000, am I correct?
Yeah, it's tremendous the number of lives that it impacts. It's a program that allows three of our SGOs across the state, Scholarships for Kids, our group, Alabama Opportunity Scholarship Fund, and Rockets Go SGO, to be able to provide school choice opportunities for kids. And so it is life-changing. I would encourage your listeners to find out more about our SGO and let us have an opportunity to tell you what we do with the tax dollars that they already owe Alabama.
Well, I totally agree. The amazing thing right now is when you see that there are still some who don't get the fact that tax dollars are not there to fund the system. They're there to educate the child. And if they're failing in doing that, then that child should have an opportunity to do something different. And this is really, I mean, we have the charter school bill, but this is probably the most, I don't want to say pure, but the truest form of school choice that Alabama's law currently allows. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, it's something that you were there and that burned the midnight oil when it passed. And yeah. I came on board one of our partner schools soon thereafter to operate the act. But it is, because it allows parents to have scholarships funded at schools all across our state so that they can have the school choice opportunities that they otherwise wouldn't have. You know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have benefited from either a private school situation or being a homeschooled by a household that had the ability to do that, or moving to a school system that they think is better suited to educate their children. But unfortunately, a lot of families across our state don't have those opportunities, and because of their zip code are stuck in a potential low-performing school. And so the Alabama Accountability Act, since 2013, has given tens of thousands of kids these opportunities. And it is just a tremendous impact, and it's a great investment, not just in those kids' lives, but really in the future of our state.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And I remember one day before I left the Senate, there were kids that came up to the State House to basically to let people know that the bill that has passed had made a difference in their lives. And I know you've seen the success stories, but tell us real quickly before, maybe you tell a success story too, but tell us, so the scholarship money's out there. How does this work? And for instance, in your organization, Scholarship for Kids, if you could even name a school that participates or something like that, but how does somebody decide, hey, I got to do something for my child. How can SFK help me? How does that work?
Sure. So I'm on the way back from visiting one of our schools, Decatur Heritage Christian Academy. And so we go fundraise in the community of Decatur, and we find people who would rather send us their tax dollars than send them to Montgomery. And we turn around and say to the Decatur Heritage, go find students that want to be a part of your school. And so they go in the community and find kids who otherwise couldn't afford, you know, that great quality education, and they bring them in, and they're a part of the student body just like everybody else. It just happens to be that we are covering their tuition, and the school, you know, Steve Hall, their headmaster there, or anyone else at the school would be able to tell you the impact that it has, not just on those kids' lives, but the general student body of Decatur Heritage, and it's a really it's a life-changing thing for kids.
So if the family applies, they have to meet certain criteria, like they have to be at a certain income level or below.
Correct.
And what else?
Well, so that's it. So really now it's just an income level. So every year the numbers change based off of the free and reduced lunch program. But right now, roughly, if it's a single parent, a single child, their income would need to be under $32,000. If it's a family of four, their income would need to be under $48,000. But as long as you meet that income criteria, you can potentially qualify if we have the funding available. And that's one of the tricky things, is that each year we've got to raise at least as much money as we raised last year to be able to keep the same kids on that scholarship.
And so when we pass this, and Stephen, you remind me what the cap is. Is the cap still $30 million on the availability of deductions? Is that right?
It is.
Okay, so to back that, to backstop that, folks, if in Alabama, the way we pass that law, if you choose to give your dollars to the scholarships, whether it be through SFK, Scholarships for Kids, or one of the others, or Rocket Grow here in Huntsville or wherever, all that to say, Stephen, is it dollar for dollar you can claim that as a deduction in your taxes up to the point that the $30 million is used up?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a dollar-for-dollar credit. So every dollar you give to our SGO, you get it back when you file your taxes.
Yeah, that's way cool.
And there's nothing like this. So there's no way that you as an Alabama taxpayer get to tell the state how you want your dollars to be spent. So you can redirect up to half of your state income tax liability and know that those dollars are instead going to our organization so that we can help change lives. So it's the most feel-good thing you can do with the taxes he already owe Alabama.
It's still one of my favorite moments of all in 8 years of being in the Alabama State Senate, was being on the floor, standing right there. And it got to the point that it takes a lot for me to yell on the Senate floor, but Del Marsh was at the podium, and he was wearing out the Democrats who were screaming and having a meltdown, and I was in the background yelling, "Get him, Del!" but we got that thing passed, and I remember somebody saying, that's the first time that a piece of education legislation got passed without the approval of the teachers union in a big way. That was big doings.
Yeah, and we've got you know, from us, we can't give, we don't have a PAC, we don't have money to give the legislators, but what we do is we try to tell our stories. And we were actually planning to have a breakfast for National School Choice Week yesterday, but, you know, the legislators had something else dealing with, I think, the Rural Broadband Initiative, and so we had to cancel it. But that's the thing, it doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or Republican or anybody, when legislators come into our partner schools and see the impact it has, they realize the value of this program.
Yeah.
You know, we are, you know, a potential $30 million program compared to a $7.5 billion education trust fund every year, which has about a $700 million surplus right now. So we are a very small program, but small as we may be, it is impacting thousands of lives every year.
And now has the capability to impact even more because Governor Ivey, and I know that you and the two other organizations, AOSF and Rocket Go, that y'all lobbied the governor's office successfully, apparently. And as a result, some of the charitable giving that was down from last year due to COVID was plussed up by a grant from the governor's office, $8.9
million. Yeah, and we are very grateful for Governor Ivey's leadership and looking at that. And Joe Bonner, too, was very, very instrumental. And my friend Andy Ryan at AOSF, really, even before I got to Scholarships for Kids, had been working on that for a while. And I was happy to come alongside him, but he did a tremendous amount of work. So, yeah, it takes everybody to realize what school choice is. Has a principle. Most people believe in school choice for their individual families. We just got to convince this state to once again believe in school choice as a principle.
Hey, man, I could not have asked for a better way to wind this segment up. Stephen Bridges from Scholarships for Kids. Tell folks where they can find out more about you if they want to, a website or whatever.
Yeah, so our website is just our name, scholarshipsforkids.org.
All right. Stephen Bridges, thanks for your time, man. Appreciate you as always.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're moving to a break, folks. That's big doings right there, y'all. I'm showing it to Copper right there. Look, Copper, I'm about to tell what I'm saying here. I pulled the article that said that Governor Ivey had signed a proclamation recognizing Alabama School Choice Week, and I wrote the word hollow across the top of it. And then a little bit later, I ate crow when I found the one that said that she had given $8.9 million the next day to the scholarships fund so that kids can get out of failing schools and go someplace that's better for them. All right, pretty cool. I get her props for that one. Props, Governor Ivey. Props for that one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.